As we just saw, the energy of a system can be in different forms of energy. It can be in the form of potential energy or kinetic energy, or a system may possess both potential and kinetic energy. And within a system, energy can be converted from kinetic to potential or from potential to kinetic. For example, in the last slide, we looked at water being held back by a dam. When the dam is closed, the water possesses only potential energy because it can't move. As soon as the dam opens and the water begins to move, that potential energy is converted into kinetic energy in the form of the movement of the water. However, the total amount of energy remains constant throughout this. So if there were 100 joules of potential energy when the water was being held back by the dam, when the dam opens, 100 joules of kinetic energy is then released. So the total amount of energy remains constant even though the energy is transformed from potential to kinetic. And this concept is known as the first law of thermodynamics. So the first law of thermodynamics states that the total amount of energy in a system is constant. Energy can transform from one type to another, but it cannot be created or destroyed. So this first law of thermodynamics applies to how energy is transferred and transformed throughout the food chain. For example, energy from sunlight, which is in the form of kinetic energy, is converted by plants into chemical potential energy through photosynthesis. This potential energy is then stored by the plants in the form of carbohydrates and other energy-storing molecules. The sunlight has been converted from kinetic to potential energy by the plant through photosynthesis. The next step in the food chain is an animal consuming that plant or eating the plant. When an animal eats that plant, the energy is transferred from the plant to the animal. And the animal may continue to store this energy in the form of potential energy as carbohydrates. However, the animal can then transform that potential energy into kinetic energy through movement. So when your muscles contract, when you chew, through digestion, this is converting potential energy into kinetic energy. But the thing to remember for the first law of thermodynamics is that the total amount of energy remains constant.